listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to a new week here at Superhuman Radio. It's been a long 5 days off, thanks to the Thanksgiving holiday here in the U.S. for my U.S. listeners. We've got a great show planned. During the first hour, we'll be talking with Dr. Fazlul Sarkar from the Wayne State University School of Medicine about the love affair between obesity, diabetes, and breast cancer. During the second hour, Robbie Robinson will be joining us. For those of you who don't know who Robbie is, we're going to be discussing that during the first 10 minutes of his interview. He is one of the major contributors to the form of physical culture that we enjoy today. And we're going to be talking about physical culture as a modality for gaining strength as you age and making you healthier. So that'll be a good interview. Okay. Dr. Fazlul Sarkar, how are you, sir?
I'm good. Thank you very much.
My pleasure to have you on the show.
I appreciate this opportunity, and I would like to thank all the listeners who are listening to this radio service.
Yes, and it's an important discussion. Breast cancer is probably the number one killer of women around the world today, from my understanding. Am I correct about that?
Well, the breast cancer, we call it number two, because the lung cancer still does kill more people.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
So even in the U.S., the lung cancer is the number one, and in female, breast cancer is number two.
Okay. And breast cancer is really has risen a great degree over the past 100 years, correct?
Yeah, that because it has been steadily increasing, but now it is a little plateau. Because we have a lot of early detection methods, even though in recent years some of these early detection has been questioned, but we still advise, or the physicians will advise women who are older than 50 to undergo yearly mammogram, even though recently that has been questioned by some studies.
Yeah, better safe than sorry, right?
Right. So if it is my wife, if it is my daughter, I will personally advise my wife or daughters to undergo annual mammography.
Now, for those women out there who are opposed to the method of mammography, there are other alternatives. Thermography is gaining a great deal of appeal now, and it seems to be not as, I don't know, I guess the disenchantment with mammography is this, the extreme pressure applied to the breast, correct?
That is correct, because the women feel uncomfortable during the mammography procedure. However, there are new tools coming together, and at Wayne State University School of Medicine, we have a National Institute of Health designated cancer center. This is called Comprehensive Cancer Center. And name of our cancer center is Karmanos Cancer Center, or Karmanos Cancer Institute. So they have developed a machine which is similar to mammography, but it is without any pressure, and they have a very comfort level. The women just lie down on a bench, and then the image will take place without hurting a bit at all.
I applaud you for that. And you know what? So, it's too often been said that medicine has ignored some of these issues about convenience and comfort when it comes to women. And that this is important, because let's face it, one of the greatest challenges in medicine today is compliance. And
yes,
if you make it difficult to comply, if you cause something to be uncomfortable, I don't care how valuable Women won't. They won't go for it.
I fully agree with you, and that's the issue. And so now more and more people are very cognizant about that fact that comfort and reliable. It has to be absolutely reliable and reproducible measurement, so that it's not faulty at all, and it will give you the accurate assessment whether somebody do have breast cancer or other cancer or not.
What is this new machine called? So
this machine will go into market in a year or so. So it is based on some novel technologies that was originally discovered in NASA. So there was a big group of NASA scientists who and mathematicians who collaborated in this project. And finally, they have a prototype machine which is being tested in this cancer center, and it will be marketed pretty soon. It takes into account different principles of physics with a sound wave and electrical wave and impedance. Those characteristics are coupled together. So typically, underneath the table, there is a little tank of water, a very simple thing. And then when the women lie down, their breast will be hanging basically through a hole, and it will merge into water, and there will be a series of electrodes, which is non-radio, radiation. And so it's a basically electrical recording machine, which will then go into a computer screen, and it will record all the different identities or dissimilarities that is found in the tissue. And as you know, that the mammography is also difficult, because if it is a very fatty breast, then it the reading which is found from the mammography is also questionable,
right,
whether it is positive or negative. So this new technology will not have those kind of problems that is typically associated with mammography.
And again, because the reason that the breast is squished down so dramatically is to reduce the density and throughput surface area to make
right.
it thinner so that the mammography machine can see through it completely. I can see where you're
right.
going with this. With the breast being suspended in water, we know that fat floats. The breast probably takes a very, very natural round shape when it's in the water.
Yeah, exactly. So it's basically without hurting anything, nothing is squeezing the breast, nothing is just suspended in water, and then its measurement is taken. So
this is awesome
technology, and it has been now in production, and obviously because of different ethical and other reasons, I cannot disclose that information.
Sure.
But it would be forthcoming as a new tools for early detection of breast cancer.
Okay, so now let's start priming the pump for the discussion before we go into the first commercial break here.
Mm-hmm.
So your group has looked at the connection between obesity, diabetes, and breast cancer. Discuss mm-hmm. why you even started looking at this. What was it that made you put these things together?
So let me give you a general concept. The general concept is there are certain fundamental things which are associated with incidence and the severity of breast cancer. So some factors are, like, inflammation is one of the main reasons.
Right.
Inflammation. The obesity is the second reason. The diabetes is the third reason. And then hypertension along with diabetes or other symptoms are also another cofactors. So we collectively call that there are many chronic diseases, and many of these chronic diseases can collectively interplay and work together, and then it can give you another chronic disease. And so the issue of inflammation, the chronic inflammation, sustained inflammation, which are not resolved, because every human being will experience inflammation every day.
Right.
But the body has the capacity to take care of inflammation, but if the inflammation constantly persists, then it precipitates into a physiological phenomena and a disease condition.
Right.
So this inflammation, obesity, and diabetes all are linked together. So you cannot just completely dissociate from each other.
And you know what I really, you made me think of something that I haven't thought of mm-hmm. In this context before. You list inflammation first, and then you list obesity second. And this is an important acknowledgement. You can mm-hmm. have chronic inflammation without being obese. So while obesity definitely contributes to the chronic inflammatory situation,
it becomes a double-edged sword.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. And what happens in the face of chronic and another point that we've talked about on the show before that's worth repeating. Inflammation is an important part of the biological process. It's kind of like the siren going off and beckoning the body to pay attention to something and fix it. But when you have chronic inflammation, this is like the alarm system has a short in it and the sirens are going off all the time and the body doesn't know what to pay attention to. And quite often when this level of inflammation occurs, a phenomenon that is very important to the body known as apoptosis, which is natural cell death, goes awry, and this leads to these pro-oncogenes to occur, right?
That is correct.
Okay. We have to
So the other thing I will mention at this point before I forget is that the aging and inflammation is a major reason. So many of these cancer and other chronic condition happens as the population age. So in the context of breast cancer, other than some breast cancer which are the onset in an early age, that has a genetic predisposition background. But the sporadic breast cancer is mostly happens in the older ages. So 60 plus age, more like a 70 and older. So aging and inflammation go hand in hand and then ultimately give rise to the different kind of diseases, including breast cancer, if those chronic inflammation is not resolved. And in this system, you cannot forget the major issue, which is the immunological competence
or
immunology.
Which also decreases as you age.
That is correct. So your immunity has to be robust, and if your immunity is compromised, so it's a different parts in a body, and then if one compromises, then it should be resolved by your body, and if it doesn't get resolved and there is a failure in the system or there is a short circuit, then only these conditions will lead into a pathology such as breast cancer.
Okay, and I want to stick with aging for a minute because I want to ask you some questions when we come out of the break. We're talking with Dr. Fazlul Sarkar from the Wayne State University School of Medicine, and we're talking about the relationship between obesity, diabetes, and breast cancer. Important discussion for the women. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
And we like them smart. I like the ones with the pretty eyes.
Buy one, get one free of either the Age Force Transdermal Essential Amino Acids Plus Tyrosine Patch or the DHEA Plus Pregnenolone Patch. Get double the patches for the same price. One delivers two well-documented powerful anti-aging hormones, DHEA and Pregnenolone. The other delivers a powerful blend of amino acids known to enhance performance and recovery. Now you can either or both patches as a buy one get one free offer. There's only one way to get this offer. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today while supplies last. Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. Never before in the history of muscle gauge nutrition have they ever been so generous, and this is only available to the Superhuman Nation. Now get 25% off any order when you use the coupon SUPER. Save on sports performance supplements like creatine, BCAAs, Huge Impact, and their flagship product, Whey Isolate. Save 25% off weight loss products like Trim Down Advance or Gauge Lean MRP. Or check out their line of multivitamins formulated for men and women. Whatever you want, Muscle Gauge has it. Go to MGNstore.com and use the coupon code SUPER today. Over 35% of all men over 20 will struggle with painful chronic prostatitis at some time in their lives. Relaxin is a novel dietary supplement shown in a preliminary retrospect study to be more effective than antibiotics at relieving symptoms of chronic prostatitis. Relaxin is safe and effective for men. If you suffer from prostatitis and don't want to take powerful drugs, antibiotics, or risk procedures, give Relaxin a try. Go to bioadvantex.com to learn more. That's BioAdvantex.com. Stop living with embarrassing pain and and symptoms associated with chronic prostatitis today. Get Relexin, R-E-L-E-X-I-N.
The cornerstone of longevity medicine is preserving or improving telomere length by increasing telomerase. Telomeres are the repair kit for your DNA. Maintaining DNA integrity is an important factor in staying young and disease-free. If you're like me, a telomerase activator isn't optional, it's a necessity. The only clinically proven telomerase activator in the world is TA65. That's why I take TA65 every day, and you should too. You can learn more about TA65 by visiting TASciences.com. That's TASciences.com.
True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Age Force has come out with a multivitamin plus antioxidant transdermal patch. And the only way to get it is to go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad. Take advantage of it today and get a buy one, get one free. Check it out. We're talking with Dr. Fazlul Sarkar from Wayne State University School of Medicine about the linkage between obesity, diabetes, and breast cancer. And now that we got to talking about aging for a second, Dr. Sarkar,
yes.
we've done numerous shows over the past 8 years where we've talked about how glucose signaling influences cellular senescence. So we come back into the type 2 diabetes paradigm here for a moment. Well, even when we talk about aging, we know that on a cellular level, we know that aging, and when we talk about aging, I'm talking about the type of aging that causes infirmities. We know that this aging can have something to do with a person's ability to manage blood sugar or their diet related to how that manipulates blood sugar.
Right, that is correct. So in the middle of all of these, the major challenge is the insulin and insulin signaling.
Yes.
And insulin signaling can drive the process. So during this process of the development of cancer, particularly breast cancer, there are two forces. One is another positive regulator, which drives like a accelerator, so to speak. And you have endogenous in the human body, you have a negative regulator like a braking device. So the accelerator is called leptin and leptin receptor. So that drives the oncogenesis or the development of breast cancer.
Really?
And then you have a braking device which is called adiponectin.
Right.
Which is all, you can see adipo, so adipocytes, it's a fat. So these are the hormones which are in the body, and if you have less of these hormones, adiponectin, then you have lost your braking device, then it cannot oppose that insulin signaling which is driving this machine. So one is the car is on, for example, so your insulin signaling is on just like a car, but you need to have an accelerator to accelerate the car, and leptin and leptin receptor functions as an accelerator. And if you have a now braking device failure, then the accelerator is continuously run the car and no braking device. And the braking device is adiponectin.
Wow.
So they work together in a way to drive this process. So you have your inflammation as inflammation increases with aging. Inflammation contributes to the oxidative stress, and oxidative stress influences your carbohydrate and glucose metabolism. And so every step of the way, it is influencing your final end product, which eventually give rise to breast cancer.
You know, this is amazing. No one has talked about the relationship between leptin and adiponectin and breast cancer. And interestingly enough, we have done shows in the past. There is definitely a gender-specific occurrence. We know that leptin and adiponectin has been implicated.
It's a negative thing.
Yeah, right. implicated in asthma, and as well as other issues in women, not men. And yeah, so leptin has been implicated in COPD in women.
Yes, yeah, so these are the hormones which are collectively also called adipokines. So adipokines, it means that the origin is adipocytes, so to speak.
Fat cells.
Okay, so it's a fat cells-related hormones.
Right.
And one is a positively regulating the carcinogenic process, and another is negatively regulating. And many of these hormones obviously has connections with other processes, like if somebody smokes a lot of cigarettes, then smoking can have a COPD, and COPD is because of the oxidative stress that caused by smoking, and those oxidative stress will now deregulate this hormone production. So that's why they are connected with COPD. And COPD also leads to the development of lung cancer. So in the past, there have been some controversies related to smoking and breast cancer, but even though the controversy exists, but it is very clear, and it is a general concept one has to really understand, that if the women are aging, there is always a process of inflammatory processes, which will produce oxidative stress, and that's one of the reasons many of your listeners may take antioxidants of different kinds. I don't know whether they are proven by clinical trial or not, but people do take a lot of antioxidants to reduce their oxidative stress, and these are all interconnected, which eventually will drive the process of cancer development. But these two factors, the leptin receptor and adiponectin, and their role is very, very important. And, you know, like other than the publication that you sought, which came out from our group, there are other groups who recently wrote review articles on this topic as well. And there is a definite connection now, not only obesity, diabetes, but a metabolic syndrome, so to speak, with breast cancer, particularly one type of breast cancer that is called triple negative breast cancer, which is very difficult to treat because those breast cancer are not expressing the so-called hormone that's called estrogen and estrogen receptor. So these are estrogen receptor negative breast cancer.
Right.
So these women will not benefit from taking tamoxifen.
Right. They don't. Hormonal blockade doesn't work for them.
Drug.
Right.
That is correct. So even in this triple negative breast cancer, the metabolic syndrome is playing an important role. And, you know, key factors in metabolic syndrome, of course, has hypertension, you have obesity, you have diabetes, you have BMI index is high, greater than 30. So many of those factors are contributing to the development of this triple negative breast cancer, which is HER2 negative, they call it,
right,
which is estrogen receptor and progesterone receptor negative breast cancer.
What about IGF-1? Does IGF-1 still play a role in HER2 negative
breast
cancer?
Absolutely. IGF-1 is always playing an important role, not only in breast cancer, but many other human cancers.
But I don't think the role is very clear, and please forgive me for assuming that I know what I talk about, but we know that when we're very, very young, our body is producing a lot of IGF-1 because we're growing, and we know that even into maybe the latter part of our 20s and even into maybe the very beginning of our 30s, we produce a lot of IGF-1.
Yeah.
But yet we don't develop breast cancer, women don't develop breast cancer as readily at that age. However, that is changing now with the amount of childhood obesity. I recognize that.
But it is changing, but you have to keep in mind, or your listener has to also know, that the IGF cannot be freely functioning in the body because IGF is typically bound with IGF binding protein.
Binding protein 3, right, exactly.
And so those binding protein keeps them on check.
Right.
So it is not running wild like a wild horse and binding to the receptor and trigger the signals. So as the aging going on in population, so during the development or early development, You need that IGF-1, and your binding protein is less at that point, so the IGF is working. Mm-hmm. Now, as the adulthood comes in, then the IGF binding proteins are now sequestering IGF-1 into the body, so the IGF-1 is not driving the receptor. And then during the carcinogenesis, there is a dysfunction of these binding proteins, and now the IGF is free, and which then can bind to the receptor and then triggers the signaling. So there is a lot of control mechanisms, and it's so interesting even for your listener to understand that during the embryo development, there are proteins which are absolutely important for stem cells, okay? And those stem cells require those factors, and then as the embryogenesis is finished and then the child is born, then those proteins are no longer expressed. But now, again, they are expressing during cancer development, and that's why they call it, again, in the cancer stem cell development. So the same, very same protein, which are now controlling the cancer stem cells, which is also important for breast cancer.
That's interesting.
So, and the other reason that why we cannot really cure breast cancer, so to speak, because even though we have therapeutics, hormone therapy, like tamoxifen, raloxifen, and other drug modalities, along with the chemotherapeutic drugs, but none of these agents can kill cancer stem cells. And so you kill every cells, but the cancer stem cell still alive, and then eventually after the treatment ceased, then those cancer stem cell will give rise to the recurrence of the tumor.
Now,
cause metastasis.
Right. Isn't a cancer stem cell basically just a stem cell that somehow has become mutated?
That is correct.
And there's a linkage between there's two schools of thought out there when it comes to telomere length and telomerase.
That is correct.
Some say by increasing telomere length, you're just immortalizing a cell to become a cancer cell. There's another school, a camp out there that says by keeping telomere length long, you keep the cell from mutating. Do you have any opinion on that at all?
Yeah, I mean, those concepts are all correct, but, it's a two school of opinion, but you have to think about always there is a balance. And even if your cancer cell is growing, then the cancer cell also dying by apoptotic mechanism, so that's called apoptosis. So there is a striking balance between the two, but the only time the cancer will develop if your growth rate is more than your death rate.
Right.
So same way, the telomere activity or the enzyme HTERT, which is called HTERT, T-E-R-T.
Okay.
So that enzyme activity is important. And this enzyme activity, how much is important to keep the length of the telomere at a certain level so that it is keeping the balance. Now, there may be telomere length shortening constantly going, and then there is a phenomena called dormancy. So with the cancer cell, people are now trying to see if we can keep the cancer cell in its dormant state. So make it as a chronic disease like hypertension.
Right.
So you can take a drug every day and keep the cancer dormant. So those cells are not dividing very actively, and so it is not going to go into different parts of the body and give you metastasis. It will keep it dormant. So those are different phenomena, and I cannot tell you which scientist or the group is correct or which scientist group is not correct.
Yeah, we need to wait for more to evolve in science to
exactly.
Understand
so more
this.
Science is required, but the thought process is there, which for general public to remember that there has to be a balance.
Yeah.
And without a balance, nothing will work. The universe is going to fall apart if all the planets are not moving directly in a synchronized fashion the way they are supposed to.
Okay. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to start to talk about pharmacological interventions that your group is researching and thinking about.
Sure.
Since we understand the linkage between breast cancer, obesity, and diabetes. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Never before in the history of muscle gauge nutrition have they ever been so generous. And this is only available to the Superhuman Nation. Now get 25% off any order when you use the coupon SUPER. Save on sports performance supplements like creatine, BCAAs, UGMPAC, and their flagship product, Whey Isolate. Save 25% off weight loss products like Trim Down Advance or Gauge Lean MRP. Or check out their line of multivitamins formulated for men and women. Whatever you want, Muscle Gauge has it. Go to MGN Store. Store.com and use the coupon code SUPER today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. WhayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WhayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WhayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Dr. Fazlul Sarkar from the Wayne State University School of Medicine about the linkage between obesity, diabetes, and breast cancer. Later in the show, the Black Prince, Robbie Robinson, will be on to talk about his journey from champion bodybuilder to physical culturist. The guy is 66 years old, and he has the most enviable physique I've ever seen. Looks amazing. He's still living the life. That is the true sign of a physical culturist. He didn't get out of bodybuilding and let his body fall apart. He stuck with it because he loves doing it day in and day out. And we're going to find out his secrets when we have him on the show shortly. Okay, so Dr. Sarkar, your group is now rethinking part of breast cancer treatment and looking at insulin mimetic and glucose disposal drugs that are regularly offered to type 2 diabetics as part of the protocol. Is that right?
That is one of the things that we are looking at. It is one of the ancient drugs which are used for the treatment of type 2 diabetes is called metformin. And metformin and not only seems to be very good drug for controlling the diabetes patient, but also it's likely to have a significant impact on the treatment of breast cancer. And this is because the number of studies now are beginning to show that metformin can kill the cells that I was talking to you in my previous segment, is the cancer stem cells, which are highly resistant to different drugs. But metformin seems to be a good drug which can kill cancer stem cells.
Now, how does it do this? How does it do this, Dr. Sarkar?
So the exact molecular mechanism is still not known, but at least in our research, which we have published some data, particularly not in the breast cancer alone, but also in pancreatic cancer, because as you know, that pancreatic cancer, you have compromised pancreas, and therefore your insulin metabolism is totally compromised.
Right.
And people with pancreatic cancer, they develop diabetes as well. Sometimes diabetes can predispose pancreatic cancer
right.
development. So these are complex issues. But metformin is a drug which appears to target the proteins which are driving the cancer stem cell. So it can inhibit those protein function, and thereby it can then induce the cells to die by apoptotic mechanism.
But could it be as simple as the fact that metformin is causing the body to think that it has less blood sugar floating around than it really does by aiding in the disposal of this blood sugar?
It remains to be seen, because now there is a phase two clinical trial in breast cancer patients trying to see whether the metformin is efficacious for the treatment of breast cancer or not. So this is the first time a phase two clinical trial has opened, and it's a institution clinical trials, and our institution is a participant in that trial. So we have to wait until that clinical trial result comes out. But I think the people have buy into the concept that metformin could become a good therapeutic agent for the treatment of breast cancer.
You know,
so that's number one for treatment.
Okay.
But keep in mind that the prevention, or an ounce of prevention is better than the pound of cure.
Thank you.
These
thank
are
you.
The old saying. You know, so it, metformin could also be very useful in the prevention setting.
But this is a frustration of mine, Dr.
Yeah.
Sarkar, and understand that a moment ago when we were talking about mammography, we happened to discuss compliance.
Yeah.
And we know that
mm-hmm.
compliance is the most difficult task. When a doctor gives good advice, the patient mm-hmm. walks out of the room, perhaps with prescriptions or perhaps with some suggestions, and the reliance on them following the advice is like tossing a coin, whether or not they
yes.
will even get the prescription filled and take the doctor's advice. So
that is correct.
But it's easier to get someone to take a pill
yes.
than maybe to change their lifestyle.
Yeah, that is correct, because as you know, that NCI, or the National Cancer Institute, has been telling all along that 5 servings of fruits and vegetables can prevent cancer. Think about the compliance.
Now we're getting into an area that I am a very vocal dissident. One of the things I wish
mm-hmm.
is that organizations making suggestions about dietary proper diet would stop putting fruit in front of vegetables, because
right.
fruit is not the answer. Fruit. Anyone who understands metabolism knows that fructose becomes a
yes.
fat before it becomes usable. So if eating fruit,
I fully agree with you.
Makes
so
you fat.
It should be vegetables.
Yes, and forget the fruits.
Particularly the leafy vegetables.
Yes.
So they should be more careful about saying it, because we know that the leafy vegetables, like Brussels sprouts, the broccoli,
kale,
spinach,
yes.
Kale, all those leafy vegetables, and we do another line of research trying to harness what compound is found in those leafy vegetables, and then what would be the benefit of those compounds in a clinical trial setting. So we are doing multiple clinical trials. I'll give you one example, that we took a compound which is more readily found in broccoli, Brussels sprout, and spinaches. is called indole-3-carbinol.
Right.
An indole compound, we collectively call indole compound. Now we have done a clinical trial using this compound, and we are continuing a clinical trial in breast cancer patients. It's a kind of a one-year intervention of these capsules to see whether their recurrence rate is different.
Mm-hmm.
Can we prevent the recurrence of the tumor? So that clinical trial is ongoing right now in our cancer center. So you can see that the leafy vegetables particularly is a very important issue, and we do a lot of research related to natural compounds and natural agents for cancer therapy.
But part of my concern with this is, and this is unfortunate, you know, when we look at the oldest medical establishments in the world, like Ayurvedic medicine or traditional mm-hmm. Chinese medicine, they have known the power of nutrition since the beginning of time.
Yes.
But what we end up losing when we start looking for the actives, we find something and we say, oh, this is the reason that this particular food begets this wonderful benefit. So let's just isolate that and give that. But there is so much more going on that we don't appreciate.
Isolated, I can give you a very good example. I think it would be very important for your listener.
Please.
Is that we have done a lot of research with soybean-related compound. And as you know, in the United States, soybean is one of the produce that is in high demand.
Right.
And soybean has a compound called genistein.
Genistein, right.
And genistein, we did a clinical trial using genistein, and when we use genistein, both in animal model as well as in human, it can induce even a lymph node metastasis. Whereas if you take the natural compounds which are collectively found in soybean, particularly genistein, and there is another compound called diazine.
Diazine, right.
So it has to be in the natural context, and when we did this study, then genistein together with diazine has no adverse effects on inducing lymph node metastasis, but it has significant effect on cancer. So we always advocate not a isolated pure compound, so to speak, for cancer prevention and therapy, but you go into natural context as much as you could.
Right. Right. And see, and that's what comes to, and this is my concern. I applaud a rescue method. I applaud a woman coming into a clinic. She is already at the end stage of bad life decisions. She's been diagnosed with breast cancer. And so they say, okay, we're going to do this. We're going to do that. You're going to start taking metformin. You're going to do all these things.
Right.
And this is the rescue method. We're going to get you out from underneath the dark cloud that you're living under right now. Then when we have you out from that dark cloud, you must change your life. You must lose the body fat. You must change your choices of food. Because here's my concern, and this has been a big frustration of mine for a very long time.
Yeah. That's why it goes into the fundamentals of basic concept that you have to have exercise that will boost your immunity.
Right.
So you need to keep your immune function intact. That's number one. Number two, by doing exercise, you can, maintain all your hormonal balances by doing exercise.
Right.
and then that has to be supplemented with a proper nutrition. And proper nutrition includes plenty of vegetables.
Yes. And you know what else it includes? It includes the diet that our ancestors ate before the mid 1800s, when we became consumers as opposed to people. And this is
imagine in the ancient time there were two things which was available. The first thing was the leafy vegetables, plants derived stuff that people ate, and many ancient people died of testing the plant because they ate a poison plant.
Right.
And then they died.
Right.
So eventually it translated into next generation to next generation, next generation. And we know which plant is good, which vegetable is good, and which is not good. And then the second thing was the meat product. So people do hunt. So they had only meat or the fish. and then they had this leafy vegetable.
But Dr. Sarkar, and this is an important distinction. The meat that we ate back then, the animals also lived on a natural diet. They ate
that
the
is
food.
Correct.
Today,
they did not had infused hormones.
Yes.
To develop their rapid growth.
Right, or chow. You know, they have now, they give them pellets that are supposed to be natural, emulate the natural diet, but they are not the natural diet. And then we eat sick animals, and we get sick. We have to take our last commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to wrap up the interview. We're talking with Dr. Sarkar. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
If you want to build muscle and burn fat, if you want to transform your body, your health, and fitness, then your goal should be to get a copy of The Blueprint from Rob Regish. Learn what the Blueprint Army already knows. There is no faster way to change the way you look and feel than by using The Blueprint. And now, when you order The Blueprint, you will also get absolutely free the Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms in a Single Workout Seminar. That's a $20 value, absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint banner ad today. Buy one, get one free of either the Age Force Transdermal Essential Amino Acids Plus Tyrosine Patch or the DHEA Plus Pregnenolone Patch. Get double the patches for the same price. One delivers 2 well-documented powerful anti-aging hormones, DHEA and Pregnenolone. The other delivers a powerful blend of amino acids known to enhance performance and recovery. Now you can either or both patches as a buy one, get one free offer. There's only one way to get this offer. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. While supplies last. You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com. For the first time ever, Need to Build Muscle has introduced a fat burner that is so sophisticated, you'll realize why it took them so long to bring one to market. IntuBurn is here. Through multiple pathways and agents, IntuBurn increases thermogenesis, turns on brown adipose tissue to consume even more energy, modulates blood sugar, while insulin-mimicking agents keep insulin from spiking, stimulates beta-adrenergic activity. Heck, even the coating on the tablet contains cinnamaldehyde, a potent appetite suppressant and insulin regulator. While other fat burners focus on one or two of these pathways, IntuBurn does it all. Go to NeedToBuildMuscle.com today and start shedding fat now.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Dr. Fazlul Sarkar from Wayne State University School of Medicine. And he may be coming and speaking at a university near you. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. Dr. Sarkar, one of the things that I wanted to mention to you is we've been discussing on this show for close to 8 years the value of intermittent fasting. Fasting has been something that appears to have been around for thousands of years in humans. We know that when animals become sick,
They are known to go off their feed. They won't eat. This may be a something that is instinctive, but not instinctive in human beings any longer. But one of the things that I learned, we did a show a couple years ago that showed that at least in rats, intermittent fasting was as effective, if not more effective, than increasing SIRT one activity, as well as increasing insulin sensitivity, more so than caloric restriction. What about intermittent fasting as a modality for some of these people who are, and again, I understand that compliance becomes an issue, but what about intermittent fasting as a oncoprotective method?
Yeah, I mean, those has a very scientific basis, actually good scientific basis to do it. And I'll give you a prime example in a way that you can, one has to have readjust your thermostat, so to speak.
Right.
Or rheostat. So to control your rheostat, sometimes you need to lower the temperature, sometimes you have to increase the temperature to keep a balance, and then the temperature that you need in your home. So you have to have in your body, human body, you need to readjust your rheostat, so to speak.
Right.
To maintain the homeostasis. And the intermittent fasting has been practiced centuries. And every religion, so to speak, has some sort of fasting.
Right.
Okay? And the people in the ancient time was not stupid. I'm not talking about religion per se.
Right.
But the ancient or ancestors were not stupid, or the grandma was not stupid. The grandma tells you to eat your vegetables, and you should have listened to your grandma. Or you still continue listening to your grandma.
Right.
So it's this kind of fasting can control your thermostat in terms of glucose signaling.
Right.
And your body will get a chance, your organ will get a chance about the gluconeogenesis that takes place in the liver, as well as in few other tissues like kidney, but mainly liver gets readjusted. And you know, and that has a principle that has been now translated, not in this setting, but in the radiation treatment of cancer, as you know, that they give fractionated radiation therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of having a bolus dose of radiation, they fractionate. They also call it intermittent radiation therapy. So they give a treatment, then they take a break, then they give a treatment again, then they take a break with a lower doses, and over a period of 6 weeks, your accumulating dose may be 60 to 70 gray. So it's the same principle that you give a break, and that may be one of the reasons that, say, if we eat three times in a day, why not five times in a day? We don't eat, but there are people who eat five times in a day.
Right.
So you eat three times in a day in the morning when you wake up, so you get your energy, but you're not eating until lunchtime, so that's the kind of intermittent fasting, so to speak. But you can do a day fasting, extend the hours, and those have not been proven by a controlled clinical trial to have a benefit or not. That's where the challenge is.
Right.
And no one will pay for it to do a randomized controlled clinical trial.
Well, and let's be honest, why? Because you can't sell it. You can't sell fasting.
You can't sell it. Right. It's not a pharmaceutical industry going to make money on it.
Right.
So that's why these are difficult things to do.
Yes.
But it scientifically makes sense. And I'll tell you, because this is your last segment, I'll just tell you one more thing which I forgot
Please.
To tell.
Please.
That your inflammation, your oxidative stress, your insulin metabolism or the signaling ultimately drives the downstream events. So downstream event is two things. One is called activation of a nuclear transcription factor called NF-kappa-B, which controls many genes. And the second thing happens is the activation of AKT, mTOR signaling.
Right.
So now there is a drug which can inhibit mTOR or AKT signaling, and people are developing drugs which can inhibit NF-kappa-B signaling. So this is also downstream of insulin signaling. So the basic premise is that for any therapeutic or intervention, you need a trio. Trio meaning that one which is working outside the cell, so that's your physiological phenomena, okay? And one then working directly on the membrane of the cell, and one is inside the cell. So it's almost like if you have a mudslide coming down from a heavy rain in the mountain of California, if you put a couple of sandbags on the top of the mountain, it's not going to stop the mud flow. You might have to have a three or four barriers at different stages.
Because each one slows it down a little bit more, in other words.
That is correct.
Right.
So that's the kind of philosophy one has to adopt. And this can be only accomplished through educational purposes or educational gain, so that you do from the very beginning that the right way of controlling your behavior, you don't smoke, you don't drink alcohol, you maintain your proper nutritional diet, supplemented with lots of vegetables,
exercise,
salad, you know, and then you cannot go away with exercise. You have to exercise.
Right.
So you have to eat right and exercise.
Yeah, no, I agree. Well, that's, and that's actually
and
the
And then
message.
With the intermittent fasting, which is a good practice to give a break to your system so your rheostat can readjust.
Well, and look, and guess what you're really giving a break to? If you, like, I'm fasting today. I started, my last meal was yesterday at 7 p.m. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I won't eat again until after my show today. So around 3 o'clock. So to me, that's a mini fast. It's not a complete 24 hour fast, but it's
right.
Less. My pancreas is on vacation right now. It doesn't have to do
Absolutely.
Anything.
Absolutely. 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 And this is very critically important so that the pancreas can, if there is a damage or if something is compromised, then it can readjust.
Right.
So you are just, readjusting your thermostat, so to speak.
Right. Tell me, what universities will you be speaking at shortly so that the listeners can...
Oh, shortly I'll be giving, not on this topic though, but I'll be giving a talk in the University of Missouri Mississippi.
Mississippi, okay.
Yes.
And one last thing I wanted to mention that was worth every bit of this interview, and that is this new device that will be used to give a more pleasant experience to the mammography. Can women start looking for it now? Can they start telling their doctor, hey, are you going to have this? Is there going to be a name for this machine?
Yeah, there will be a name for this machine, but I think the information may be available in the website. I haven't recently checked the website.
Okay.
And the website is the same way, is http://www.karmanos, spelling is karmanos.org.
Perfect. Women
so
need to go
the
there.
Karmanos website,
yes.
If somebody type up breast cancer, then that imaging might be showing up.
And you need to demand that your physician get one of these machines. Listen, Dr. Sarkar, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Yeah, and then the last thing I will tell,
yes.
If people need to know more about me, then they can go into http://owa.med.wayne.edu.
And search for you.
So this is the website for the School of Medicine, and search for my name, then they will find the site. And I'm in the Department of Pathology, so they can find me.
Thank you, Dr. Sarkar. Have a great day.
Okay, it was a great pleasure speaking with you, and I hope that some of the thing that we discussed would be helpful to your listeners.
I'm sure they will. Have a great day.
Thank you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we'll have Robbie Robinson on the phone.
Super Human. Freeman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Never before in the history of muscle gauge nutrition have they ever been so generous, and this is only available to the Superhuman Nation. Now get 25% off any order when you use the coupon SUPER. Save on sports performance supplements like creatine, BCAAs, Huge Impact, and their flagship product, Whey Isolate. Save 25% off weight loss products like Trim Down Advance or Gage Lean MRP. Or check out their line of multivitamins formulated for men and women. Whatever you want, Muscle Gauge has it. Go to MGNstore.com and use the coupon code SUPER today.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Looking at me. Look at how they're looking at me. Eyes all sticking like honey on bees. Looking at me. Look at how they're looking at me.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay. We're joined by bodybuilding royalty. And it's no accident that he was referred to, and still is, as the Black Prince, Robbie Robinson. How you doing, Robbie?
Glad to be there, Carl.
Yeah, this is exciting. Now, there's a lot of people out there who don't know who you are, so we're just going to spend this first 10 minutes just kind of recapping your history, if you will. You became a bodybuilder around what time? How many years ago?
I've been in it my whole life, really. My whole life, you're talking 45 years of complete bodybuilding, and coming to California in 1975, I ventured into professional bodybuilding, and that's where I am today.
Now, you had, and still do, by the way, but at different levels of your career, obviously your physique has changed to some degree. Back in the day, you had possibly one of the most aesthetically appealing physiques
anywhere. But you really were not given the respect that you deserve, because back in the day, and it's no mystery, anybody who's been around bodybuilding knows that there was a racial divide in bodybuilding back, especially when Arnold was preeminent.
You know, it boils down to, me coming out here in 75, and I was invited by Joe Weider to become, one of the stable bodybuilders. And so I took the run, left Tallahassee. I worked as a WARU manager in Tallahassee, Florida, at the Tallahassee Democrat during this time period.
Right.
And once venturing out here, I realized that it was not as I was dreaming in my mind.
Right.
Or seeing in my dreams.
Right, right.
I was able to, encounter it and deal with it the best I possibly could.
Okay. Now, you were actually banned from bodybuilding for a period of time, right?
Yeah, you know, coming in, young and brash and black, you can't be too lippy. And I was a
right.
little bit lippy, and I spoke out and thought, safe what I thought was right. But during that time period, it was unspeakable to be able to do that.
Right.
And not get some kind of repercussion from the higher powers. And I was banned for 2 years, but not for a lifetime, for two lifetimes, because
right.
I spoke out about it.
Right.
And I had to move to Holland to really make a living in bodybuilding. But once I got there, I became like a demigod.
Really? I didn't even know that part. So you lived in, how long did you live in Holland for?
I lived in Holland for like 7 years.
Interesting.
So I had to stay there. It was the only way I could make a living. The European community had not seen me, so I was able to go over there with the publicity that Muscle and Fitness or Muscle Builder was giving me, and it created almost like a whole new different lifestyle for me and gave me a way to make a living.
Now, back in the day, it should also be recognized, just to give credit to your nutritional prowess, you had amazing conditioning back in the day. I mean, striations, you really were spot on with your nutrition back in the day when most athletes really didn't strive for that level of dryness. How did you do that?
I grew up on a farm. My mom did all the cooking, raising and growing all the fruits and vegetables and things right in our backyard, because you can walk right out of our backyard and pick figs and peaches and plums
right,
off of trees.
Right.
So I wasn't used to anything but that. And so I thought, sitting under my mama's table when she would prepare meals, I would ask her about food, and she would talk to me about it. And from that point on, I just started, okay, well, this is the way to go. So I started using it as an amateur bodybuilder, and then I transferred it over into a professional bodybuilder. And I saw it working. And so I said, wow, so that's what it is. It's basically proper balancing of foods, the right amount of calories, proteins, and fats, and your body can maintain this look as long as you like.
Okay, so now that begs the question. Did you know Vince Gironda when you were out there? Did you have a chance to meet Vince?
Oh, I love Vince because he was such an incredible mind, incredible person when it came to bodybuilding. He had to put your body in certain angles to create a certain look that he thought would implement the optimum physique.
Right.
And I didn't ever get to know him, but I always wanted to train with him. And during that time period, I wasn't one of the people that were going to be on his menu.
Yeah,
that
I understand.
That was just like it was when I first came in. They weren't going to put me in that position.
Only reason I asked that is because he was such a devotee of nutrition, raw cream, raw milk, when everybody was laughing at him, but his athletes were coming in ripped and shredded.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he understood what you understood, and that the right combinations of real foods could make the body do anything you wanted it to.
Exactly. I remember reading this, changing the course here, the piece about in New York Times about these two rhesus monkeys. And the rhesus monkey had one that was eating on a very good diet, and then you had one that was on a diet that was not so well. He looked old and wrinkly and bumpy and grumpy, had a bad attitude.
Right.
And the other monkey was like robust and vibrant, his coat, his lips, his face, everything. He was like healthy looking.
Right.
So I captured this piece back in 2006, and I still have it. It's what you eat.
Yes.
Balance.
Are you, with that being, because I remember that article, are you a proponent of intermittent fasting by any chance?
Say that again.
Are you a proponent of intermittent fasting? Taking some time off and not eating for 12 hours, giving the digestive system and the body a break?
Yeah, I think it's good to give the body a break, but I also think implementing, say, less eating on those off days, less food on those off days, and more food on those training days.
You know, that's
what I've always tried to do, eat more food during my training session and less food on the non-training days, which actually give the body a chance to break itself down, renew itself, and recover from the workouts.
And that's an interesting segue. Do you think that most of us out there who are striving to gain muscle are actually overeating at the end of the day?
Yeah. I think for me, basically, I have fish and a nice big salad, the basic meal, or sauteed vegetables, and chicken or beef or, you know, some kind of other meat source. I always try to end my day where my body isn't stressed out.
Yeah.
I eat less food.
Are you a proponent of naturally raised animals? Do you look for grass-fed beef as opposed to the grain-fed?
Basically grass-fed. I use a lot of more cultured meats. I have a market that's here in Los Angeles. I order the food from Doheny's, and it's all natural. Or everything is just like to the T. So even it tastes better.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I try to eat basically high-quality meats of all sources to keep that body in a state of actually building muscle and burning fat 24/7.
Okay. We're going to take our first commercial break. When we come back, the discussion I want to bring to the table is something that I think you epitomize. You are now 66 years old, correct?
Yes, sir.
And you look better than most 20-year-old athletes.
And I want to... Point blank is back to eating again.
Well, and I want to talk about eating and training, but I want to talk about when the end point is health. Not necessarily just fitness, not just necessarily that big bench press, that big squat,
yeah.
But when you want your exercise routine to actually contribute to longevity,
yeah.
how you achieve that balance. We're talking with Robbie Robinson. You can go to his website, which is his name, robbierobinson.net. He is known as Mr. Lifestyle because this is his lifestyle. This isn't something he just did back in the day. He lives it, he eats it, he breathes it, he is it. And this is what I want to look like when I turn 66 years old. Hell, I want to look like this now. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
People who are looking for performance and health benefits, turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Buy one, get one free of either the Age Force Transdermal Essential Amino Acids Plus Tyrosine Patch or the DHEA Plus Pregnenolone Patch. Get double the patches for the same price. One delivers two well-documented, powerful anti-aging hormones, DHEA and pregnenolone. The other delivers a powerful blend of amino acids known to enhance performance and recovery. Now you can either or both patches as a buy one, get one free offer. There's only one way to get this offer. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today while supplies last.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The Triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the Triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of Triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
We're really privileged to have Robbie Robinson on the show this hour. His website is Robbie, R-O-B-B-Y, Robinson, R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N.net. Robbie, this picture of you on this website, how old is this picture? How old is this picture?
Which one are you speaking
to? The one on the very front of your website where you got the like turquoise color posing trunks on, you're flexing right bicep, you got a flat top haircut.
Okay, I'm not really sure if dating back and looking at those pictures, you asked me how old I were?
Okay, yeah, I was asking how old you were in this picture, yeah. I didn't know.
The picture probably about 45.
Yeah, but you still look. Now, I saw a picture of you currently at 66, and you look pretty much the same. How has your training changed, Robbie? How has your training changed?
It's changed from maybe 1 to 2 hours to probably about 45 minutes per muscle group. And I go in there. When I walk into the gym, I become a beast. I want to get in and get my workout, complete the whole system in 45 minutes. So it's more pace. Making sure that I keep my energy level up, my mindset on what I'm trying to do, and I'm constantly watching the clock. I try to rest about 45 to a minute between sets and making sure I'm staying on time, letting the breathing comes back to normal. Just before it turns to normal, I take off again.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So I try to stay on course and maintain that all the way through the workout, and I'm able to see the same results that I was seeing back there when I was training with on them, where we would spend 2 hours in the gym.
Yeah, right, exactly. What about, Stephen Lay and I were having this conversation in anticipation of this discussion, and we were talking about the fact that Stephen said something that I've always thought, women are blessed with not having ego. They go into the gym, they do their workout, their routine, specifically the way they're supposed to. They don't let ego get in their way. But men a lot of times let ego get in their way, and the reality is that we kind of drive ourselves into the ground trying to just lift heavier and heavier and heavier and heavier. What are your thoughts on that? What are your thoughts on this notion that men are trying to lift, maybe we're training too hard?
I would think so. Training, like I'll go in the gym sometime, and like yesterday it was legs, and I will go in and I'll take the heaviest weight I can, and I'll do only 3 reps. And then I'll drop the weight and do a few more reps, maybe 10 to 12, and then a few more reps, maybe 15 to 20. Then I'll do the last set, as many reps as I possibly can.
Right.
But I try to keep changing it. Variety. Variety is the key to enjoying the journey, having fun with it. I enjoy my workouts. I'm always working toward the pump. I'm always working toward the completing the workout. So it's almost a little journey. I have fun with it.
Yeah, absolutely. So you feel that that's key. If you stop having fun with it, then you're doing something wrong.
Yeah, you got to have fun, but you got to find just the right amount of exercise, the right amount of everything that involves in producing the muscle, the body to burn fat and build muscle. You try to maintain it. So I keep trying to maintain certain levels, increasing certain levels, and keeping the body functioning. And I use a lot of variety. Variety creates fun.
Mm-hmm.
If you're just doing the same old dead workout, you ain't gonna want to go in the gym and train.
No.
But what the variety does is motivates you to get something, do something hard and faster, quicker, and complete the workout.
Now you have a new book that just came out, right?
Yeah, The Black Prince has been very successful. We are both all excited about it. We have several runnings of it. It's self-published, and you can go online to my online store and get this book.
Now, is the book about your life?
It's about my life. It's about, you know, the things that I endured trial coming through the whole area of bodybuilding up to the point where, you know, I'm sharing my childhood. I'm sharing little incidents that happened, sharing the completion of my life as I end the whole book. Basically, I dedicated it to my mom.
Oh, that was
Charlie
nice.
May.
That was nice. And so, do you talk about your training in the book? Do you give people a chance to understand how you trained so that they can try to emulate it?
Yes, in a lot of ways, but not in total detail. Arden and I are now working on book two, the how-to part of it. You know, I've been able to accomplish all of this and still maintain a usefulness and, I guess, a longevity thing going on with my body and my physique and my mind. I feel youthful and alive and can't wait for the next day, for the next morning.
Right.
That's how I feel.
Do you train early in the morning, Robbie?
Basically, around about 8:30, I think the blood and body is ready to endure some stress, and so I take it through the regime for 45 minutes.
Well, and that sets up the rest of the day, because I notice when I train first thing in the morning, I eat right the rest of the day, and I know
yep.
that the food goes to where I need it to go.
For sure. Yeah. It's I think the earlier it is, the body just seems to burn and work better.
Yeah.
I train later in the evening, and I'm kind of a little bit...
Yeah.
The earlier is the better for myself.
How many days a week do you train now?
I try to train 3 days on, take a day off.
Mm.
3 days on, take a day off.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm averaging probably about 4 to 5 times a week, and sometimes less. And sometimes I take 2 or 3 days off to let the body heal and recover and feed it well.
Right. And do you do any cardio at all now?
You know, I've always... been in high school, I was a sprinter, so I've always do a lot of jogging and running, but I've switched more to the treadmill, and I'm finding out where I see a lot of people walking for an hour on the treadmill, I'm finding out 15 minutes is the cleaner for me. I walk 1 minute flat, and then I walk 1 minute at level 15. If you're rotating back and forth between that, it's definitely stimulating a cardiovascular effect on your body.
Yeah.
So again, you're building muscle and burning fat.
And there's a lot of evidence that now supports that type of high-intensity intermittent training where you go mm-hmm. from, you know, either an all-out effort and then a rested effort and back to an
mm-hmm.
all-out, you go back and forth, that does the body better. Yeah, no doubt about it. Now, do you still eat 5-6 times a day, or on training days you eat that way and on the other days you don't?
You know, I basically try to eat at least 5 meals a day, small meals a day, and eating every 2 to 3 hours. That
right.
way you keep the insulin level in a suppressed state. And again, the body's always staying in an anabolic mode to build muscle and burn fat.
Right.
Any times after that 3 hours, then you're tipping over into insulin production. And that's one of the things that I've always tried to avoid.
Yeah. Now, was there a period of time in your life where you said to yourself, you know, I have to change my training because I want it to enhance longevity, not drive me into the ground faster?
Mm-hmm.
Or did that just evolve on its own?
I think it kind of evolved on its own where I'm a more relaxed in my training, and I'm able to put in more effort. I'm enjoying it because I can kind of now go in and experiment and do all the things that I probably haven't weren't doing when I was a bodybuilder.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like maybe quicker sets, doing the sets a little bit faster, 45 minutes, 45 seconds between each set.
Right.
I'll do that sometime. Then sometime I might wait for 2 minutes between the set. Lifting weights because they're probably a little bit more heavier.
Right.
But I kind of rotate between light days and heavy days, giving the body and the joints a chance to rest and recover.
And do you do that instinctively? Do you say to yourself on the way to the gym, I think today I can hit it heavier, or is it planned out?
It's planned out. I have like 1 week where I do a light week where everything is like reps and I'm working for the burn. And then the next week I might go back to a heavy week where I do just lower reps, slower negatives, more constant upright, upper back arch, more posing and flexing afterward to keep the body in tune and in balance.
Mm, interesting. Are you a proponent of specialized movements that are designed to increase intensity, like statics and negatives and stuff like that?
Of course. I'm thinking back on Mike Mensah, who was one
right.
of the people that advocated that negative. And I've been used that in, also in my routine to help the body become stronger and more muscular, and I'm still able to use weights. Sometimes I'm using weights that I have not been using when I was a bodybuilder.
Really?
Seriously, Carl, in all honesty, I'm stronger now than I was when I was actually using steroids and training 2 hours.
Really?
Yeah. That's what I've experienced. My weights went up in all the exercises at 6 or 6. I'm still bench pressing 225 for 10. I'm still leg pressing over 1,000 pounds for 20.
Right, right, right.
And I'm able to still chin and not have any pains in my joints. I've never been injured. So I think it's like a blessing, really, that I followed that course of good eating, sound training, maintaining a certain body positions in your exercise routines, and, eating the right amounts of food. Water plays a huge role in longevity.
Right. No, you're right about that. Now, you invoked the term steroids for a second, so I just want to digress just for a moment. We had Peter Grimkowski on this show at the beginning of the summer. Do you remember him?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And Peter was written about in Randy Roach's book Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors, because he came clean, so to speak, about the amount of drugs that he was using. He never implicated anyone else. But he did say that he didn't think that he was any different than anybody else, that a lot of the drug regimens back in that day in Venice were actually learned from the power lifters. This is what the power lifters were doing. So the bodybuilders wanted, they thought, well, we could do the same thing, get strong, but stay ripped. And so when we look at what was said about that era by guys like Arnold, well, we used a little Dianabol here and there, nothing else. But the reality is Grimko came on the show and said that as he got close to a competition, he was using sometimes 20 grams of combined androgens a week, which is far more than we ever thought they even used today. Had you ever heard anything like that?
You know, you hear of all these kind of things, but see, the elite guys were on the doctor control.
Oh.
You see, we didn't just go in there and gangsterly take that stuff.
Right.
Because we knew exactly the repercussions from it. And to be honest with you, I'm sitting here talking to you and the audience, that is probably one of the reasons that I'm still alive, probably still no kidney, liver problem, still looking youthful and young. I think it played a huge role in my body becoming more, what you call it, cosmetically looking.
Right.
That's what we used it for. We didn't use it exclusively for the put on muscle size,
right,
because that wasn't the case.
Mm.
We used it basically as a cosmetic to enhance what we already had, naturally,
right,
genetics.
Right.
We're talking Arnold Schwarzenegger, great genetics, Robbie Robinson, great genetics. All those guys had great genetics that were using those on their doctor, controlling us.
Right. That's amazing. That's right, because back in the day, it wasn't illegal yet, right?
No, it was not.
Yeah.
And see, addressing Pete, I never used those kind of doses in my life.
Right, right.
See, we were on the doctor. They gave you Decathlon, B12, and calcium intravenous. That was it, every 2 weeks.
That's amazing.
That was under the table, Dianabol. I never saw any. Nobody ever gave me any. It was Decathlon.
Right.
Every 2 weeks, B12 and calcium injection intravenous.
Wow, that's amazing. And that was it. Wow.
So that my physique, what people are seeing, it was enhanced, but not to the doses that people thought it was.
And that's why,
I never weighed no more than 215 pounds. In the magazine, 220, 230. Carl, that's not true.
Wow. That's funny. They always embellish it.
Yeah, they raise it up because, see, they want to influence the young. They
right.
want to influence guys that have that mind of, I want to be the next great. I want to look like Robbie Robinson. I want to look like Schwarzenegger. And it's not possible.
Right. Yeah, because even Robbie Robinson didn't weigh what they said he weighed in that magazine.
It did not. I came into bodybuilding in 1970. I weighed 205. Honestly, even taking them, I never got no more than probably 215 pounds off season. Competition weight, I weighed 210 pounds, 212 pounds every competition for 27 years.
And this is why you've been able to maintain it for so long, because
exactly.
It wasn't dependent on the drugs at all.
It wasn't dependent on the drugs.
Right.
We would use it. Decathlon stays in your body for 2 years.
Really?
Now, why would you need to go back and take 400 milligrams?
Yeah, right, right.
I judge it from that point on. I said to myself, man, this stuff could hurt you. There's no insurance. Nobody really that you can fall back on. If you don't have enough money to take care of yourself, you can die.
Yes.
Easily from that madness. Or get sick, liver, kidney. And I said, okay, we're going to the doctor. I said, I want to keep it this dose throughout my career. And that's what I did.
Wow, that's pretty cool. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got more questions for Robbie Robinson. You can visit his website. It's robbyrobinson.net. He's got some great shots up there. His book is there. Check him out. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. Titan Organics is a direct importer of the finest organic virgin coconut oil from pristine Philippines farmland. Their raw, organic, and kosher centrifuged coconut oil is the finest available in the world. They're so confident that you've never experienced a finer coconut oil that the first 100 Superhuman Radio listeners get a free 15-ounce jar. If you love coconut oil for cooking, skin, and hair care, or if you eat it out of the jar like Carl does, you're going to be absolutely blown away. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Titan Organics banner ad to get your free jar today.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit ironmaglabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinus Stain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Robbie Robinson, and he still is the Black Prince. Man, you look good. I got to tell you something.
Thanks.
I just Googled you, I see pictures of your current physique, and it's amazing. Stephen Lay wants me to talk to you about two things. Number one, he says that when you talk about doing high rep stuff, you talk about using a precision rep, you like a piston, perfect, up and down, every single rep.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about that.
You know, I think how you can do it, performing an exercise is very important. How you perform an exercise is very important, especially if you're trying to get results. And I think each rep should be very in a rhythm. It should be a contraction at the top. That should be your body should be held in upper back arch if you're doing presses or any kind of delt work. It should always have an upper back arch. I think that should be a slightly bend in the knees, upper back arch, and you perform the exercise. The most important thing, if you're pressing a weight, is you can't press with the muscles. You have to press with your elbows and keep a certain amount of gait in there where actually you're able to flex the muscle. It's the same with rowing. If you're going to row and build a great back, you got to pull with your elbows. Your hands are hooks. If you're going to squat, if you want great legs, it means you have to find the right gait and press with your heels and the balls of your feet. And at the maintain, in all these movements now, you have to maintain an upper back arch. It's very important. Posture plays a big role in avoiding injuries to any of the joint areas or causing problems around the knees or elbows.
Interesting.
Very important.
Yeah, you're right about
your very important control reps, breathing properly as you're doing the reps, knowing exactly where the body is. There's a lot of it is mental. You can have this picture as you're on the wall or in the ceiling where you're actually performing these exercises. You can actually see yourself. You have to create the image. It's not going to just happen by you doing the exercises.
What are your thoughts on, you talked about the pump a minute ago and training for the pump. Lee Librato once said that when you stop feeling the pump, you've passed the opportunity to stop training that muscle. You think there's any truth in that?
You know, I think this, you know, I do like five sets of, I'm going to say one of them cable curls, and I would use those curls, and I want to fail on some of them, but I'm always try to get that extra one or two reps. And when I don't feel, I always try to have a timeable 4 to 5 sets, and I think the time and the gait in between the sets plays a huge role where you don't reach that level where the muscle says, oops, I don't want to do this anymore.
Right.
But I always try to end it on a happy note, you know, getting just to that point, 4 or 5 sets, using the timeable 45 seconds in between or 50 seconds between the set, lowering up the heart rate. I can time in all this stuff so I can keep in consciousness with what I'm trying to get done, build big arms, big shoulders, big back, a more muscular body.
Do you think that most guys lift too heavy? I you know what? Like when I'm doing my warm-up set of a certain movement, I notice that I can make that mind-muscle connection, but then when I start going into my working weights, I don't necessarily feel that muscle working or those groups of muscles as much as I feel my whole body working to stabilize and push and so on. You think most of us are training with way too heavy weight?
Way too heavy weights. I think there should be a methodical way of increasing the weights, and it should be no more than one or two plates at a time.
Right.
Gradually, maybe smaller plates so that you can maintain the control and maintain that muscle-mind connection. This is something I always try to never lose. If I do, I will lower the weight.
Yeah, because
I have a big ego about it because I'm trying to be a muscle. I'm not trying to be the strongest power lifter in the world.
See, and that's important. And you talk about ego, and this is what I meant earlier when I was saying women, I think, have a great advantage over men because they don't have an ego. They go in and they do their workout the way they're supposed to. I told this story to Steven. This has happened to me more than once, okay?
Uh-huh.
I've gone in and trained back, let's say, on a Monday and did heavy deadlifts, right? So now it's Wednesday. Let's say I'm supposed to be in there training chest, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I see somebody on the lifting platform while I'm doing my cardio, and he's deadlifting some amount of weight. And I'm thinking, you know, I should go train back again because I want to go deadlift with him because I want to show him that I'm stronger than him.
Well, guys, guys are like that. But, you know, along the road that I learned, okay, exactly, I'm a bodybuilder. So I'm going to progressively increase this amount of weight to get to maintain that connection with the mind and the muscle doing the work. And if you're not doing that, it's almost like you're not going to achieve your goal. Jumping too heavy a weight puts more pressure on the body, forcing it into using, you know, extra muscles that are really not involved in it, actually building it, doing the exercise that you're trying to get done. So it's a slow progress of increasing the weight in my world. And anyone that's out there trying to build their body, it should be a slow increase of the weight where you can actually still feel that muscle under duress and get a good deep burn in the core of the muscle.
Because there's a lot of guys who are bigger than me, but they're not as strong as me, and I feel like I've been left out because I feel like I should be bigger considering that I lift a lot of heavy weight, more heavy than these guys lift. And I'm starting to rethink myself. I'm starting to think, you know, maybe I've been going at this all wrong. Maybe I need to back down a little bit.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is called. You back down a little bit, then you can see the progress starting to come forward again. Because then you're in control of, you're not letting that head you know, the guy's ego get in the way.
Right.
And as long as you're maintaining that, male or female, that's what I like. That's what I love and enjoy working out with Arden, because she's strong.
Right.
Tall lady, 5'10", 150, 60 pounds, 55 pounds, and she has heavy weights, similar to some guys. But
right.
It's all natural, because she has the body positions down. She knows exactly where her body is, and when she gets through, she's going to feel that rep and that set.
Now, who
was
that?
I love training with women, because the ego is not there.
Right.
If you're into that same mold.
What about, I'm 54 years old now, so I'm still young. But I noticed that in the past couple years, the type of training that I've been doing, I think is having, it's actually having a negative effect on my health and my nervous system over time.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think that there's a point in time where you say, look, leave all that heavy lifting stuff to the young bloods and start facing the fact that you need to lighten up a little bit? Or do you think you can
continue? I would totally agree with you, Carl. That is probably the way to go. You have to feel reassurance of what you were actually trying to get done. Build muscle, burn fat, and feel stronger and more healthier toward, you know, in your overall workout in the gyms.
Right.
Yeah, it plays a huge role in it. Even I've noticed that. You know, at 66, I go in the gym sometimes, as I say, and I want to handle that heavy, heavy weight, but I do less. And really work for the burn in the muscle core so I can maintain a balance of mind-muscle connection. The heavier the weight goes, it shifts to everything else.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, and then, you know, because you talked about Mike Metzger a second ago, and obviously Arthur Jones, who was really the guy who first came up, him and Casey Viator, when they were designing those mm-hmm. machines for Nautilus, they came up with that whole high-intensity training. And Arthur was heard saying, look, you can either train heavy or train long, but you can't do both of them. And I think what he really also meant when he talked about training long, I think he also meant training frequently. If you're going to train the muscles to that degree, then you have to take more time off.
You definitely have to take the time off. That's when I say sometimes I hit a level, if I go back and I press a muscle the day before I train it, or I feel soreness in it, I kind of give it another day.
Right.
Because I know it's trying to recover and grow from that, so I might increase my nutrients, supplementations along with my food now. On those off days, that's what I do. I'll supplement glutamine and a little creatine, B-right, vitamin C, L-tarnarine and L-thyrosine.
Right.
Also fish oil, which actually helps the joints and helps the muscles heal, and also it raises the male's testosterone, increasing, you know, the same level
right.
of
right.
enzymes in women.
And so, you know why that works? People don't get this.
It works.
You know why fish oil helps to increase testosterone? And guys who are not on HRT like me, and here's why: because the P450 cytochrome cascade of enzymes,
exactly,
the cyclooxygenase produces aromatase, and cyclooxygenase mm-hmm. is produced during inflammation. Well, fish oil mm-hmm. suppresses inflammation, so the less cyclooxygenase you make, the less aromatase you make.
Exactly, you got it down, Carl.
Yeah, well, sometimes.
Yeah. But it's all the little things that we've been talking about, and the more you work toward that and maintain it, the more muscular, I mean, I think more refined, longevity clips in. I think the color of your hair and skin and all the things, posing plays a big part in, you know, flexing the muscles after you work them.
Yeah.
I think that plays a huge role in it. After you, it helps break down the lactic acid that builds up into the muscle.
Right.
Shaking the muscle. I think shaking the quad sometime after a set. Or shaking the pecs after
I have
set.
When I do heavy leg presses or heavy power squats, I actually have to punch my quads to get the burning
to go
away.
Yeah, but you know, I'm just saying you grab the thigh and just shake it.
Right.
You know, shake them. And what that does, again, it loosens up all the buildup of lactic acid and nutrients that's been in the muscle tissue so that you get more blood rushing and actually builds a bigger muscle.
Right, right.
It's the same with the pecs, the same with the quads. You know, I think it all plays a role. The delts, I shake them all after a set to alleviate that undue stress.
Right, right. We have to take our last commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about your master class. You actually have people come to Venice and train with you, right?
Yeah.
We're going to talk.
I work it. She has a lot of the.
And if you want to bring Arden into this conversation, then we should do that. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll finish it up with Robbie Robinson. Go to his website. Very easy to remember. It's his name, RobbieRobinson.net. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Superhuman. Human Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. Buy one, get one free of either the Age Force Transdermal Essential Amino Acids Plus Tyrosine Patch or the DHEA Plus Pregnenolone Patch. Get double the patches for the same price. One delivers two well-documented powerful anti-aging hormones, DHEA and Pregnenolone. The other delivers a powerful blend of amino acids known to enhance performance and recovery. Now you can either or both patches as a buy one, get one free offer. There's only one way to get this offer. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today while supplies last. Over 35% of all men over 20 will struggle with painful chronic prostatitis at some time in their lives. Relaxin is a novel dietary supplement shown in a preliminary retrospect study to be more effective than antibiotics at relieving symptoms of chronic prostatitis. Relaxin is safe and effective for men. If you suffer from prostatitis and don't want to take powerful drugs, antibiotics, or risk procedures, give Relaxin a try. Go to bioadvantex.com to learn more. That's bioadvantex.com. Stop living with embarrassing pain and symptoms associated with chronic prostatitis today. Get Relaxin, R-E-L-E-X-I-N. Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Robbie Robinson, and I think we're being joined by Arden. Is that correct?
Yes.
Arden, what's your last name?
Nutt, N-U-T-T.
Okay. How are you?
Good, thanks.
And so you have the good pleasure of training with Robbie, it sounds like, huh?
I do.
Is he as charming in person?
Yeah. And as a training partner, as a teacher, there aren't any better.
Well, I'm fond of him for a different reason. I just looked at his birthday. You and I are Geminis. See, now I know you. We're twins. We're twin brothers. There you go.
The twin brothers.
There you go. All right. So look, it's all good. All right. So tell me about the master training program. What is it and what do people do? Arden, you want to talk about it?
Sure. Kind of felt a little selfish keeping Robbie all to myself in the gym and said, you know, we should really, venture out and invite other people to experience the whole Venice lifestyle.
Right.
Which, you know, includes farmers markets and a select few restaurants.
Yes. Oh, wait a minute. You're not going to tell me that Jody Maroney's Sausage Kingdom is not part of that select?
No.
Not at all.
Yeah. Oh, man.
We walk by it all the time on Venice Beach.
Oh, I know.
Don't partake.
Is that guy still there? Remember the guy? Look, I used to live not too far from there on Washington's and Strong's Drive. And there used to be a guy who used to have the white robe and the white turban, and he would roller skate and play the guitar.
Still around.
Is he really?
Gold.
Yep.
Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing.
Amazing.
So people can actually come to Venice and live the life to see what it feels like. I mean, do you take them back into the Muscle Beach era, or do you train them the way you train now?
No, we take them back through the Muscle Beach. We kind of give them like a little tour from where I lived when I first came to California in 75, and then we take them out to the pit, and then we take them, again, to the selected restaurants. We go to farmer markets twice on Wednesdays and Fridays to show them all the foods and how they get their foods organized. And then we give them a free seminar so they can talk about anything they want to, you know, during that 45 minutes or an hour consultation.
Do they get to train?
Of course, training in the gym.
There you go.
Of course. Training in the gym.
Yeah. And that's what I was getting to.
4 days of hard, you know, intense training that, you know, to that level. I try not to push them through it. I try to encourage them to just focus on the mind-muscle connection, just as we were talking about earlier.
Right.
So and that's where a lot of people come from, just an enjoyment and the fact that, you know, they're treated extremely well. We take care of them. We treat them like family. And they just do some, too, as I say, Mr. Lifestyle.
Right. Now, if can a husband and wife or boyfriend and girlfriend do this?
We love them. We get a lot of, as a matter of fact, we got a couple that's coming from
New Zealand.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We have people come from New Zealand, from Germany, from pretty much all over the world and the United States.
And couples bringing their kids.
And some people bring their kids. And it's just been a great experience to be able to, you know, communicate with so many of the fans and people that love bodybuilding as much as I do.
Now,
been a great experience.
Is anybody still there in Venice besides you from back in the day, Robbie?
Lou Ferrigno.
We see Lou in the gym periodically.
Is he cordial?
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Yeah.
He always come up to speak to me on occasion when we're in the gym and we run across each other.
Yeah, very cordial. You know, because it's amazing. So many guys and gals, you know, I mean, they were there during that era. But like I had a guy on my show a few years ago who trained with Mike Metzner after Mike had given up on bodybuilding. And he was smoking cigarettes and, you know, and so many of those guys from that era who had the gifted genetics, like you were talking about, Robbie, it wasn't really who they were. They did it for a while. And then when given the option, they stopped doing it. I mean, they just stopped training and they just kind of fell apart.
Yeah, I think a lot of it is a lot. You have, like myself, I had this dream and vision of it, what I wanted to do, and I was going to be the next great. And then when you come into reality hits, you realize, oh, boy, it's not like I thought it was going to be. And a lot of people from there become bitter and upset because they don't want to push through the walls, you know, that I was able to keep myself consistent, not let it affect me psychologically, just keep pushing myself to do better, get better, even though the adversity was there. And that's what's the hard part. That's why you see so many of them have actually left the sport and are, as you said earlier, bitter and unhappy and don't look well.
Well, now, Arden, you get to see Robbie train, and you understand his psyche. Would you say that for Robbie, training wasn't just a method to the end? It was actually who he was, and it wasn't that he became a bodybuilder because he had hoped for great success. He became a bodybuilder because he loved to train.
Yeah, and it made him feel better as a kid.
Yeah.
That's why we really wanted to write the book, to interject those experiences he had or I don't know, visions he had of what would make him stronger and what made him quit eating sugar at a very young age. You know, all these little stories that maybe would psychologically kind of affect people and pull them into the kind of the heart that Robbie has with training and taking care of himself is, I would say, the big thing. Umbrella over everything he does.
Well, Robbie, let me ask you a question. Was there a defining moment in your childhood that made you look to bodybuilding?
Yeah, I saw Jacqueline Lane.
Jacqueline
Lane on television jumping up and down. And you growing up as a kid, you know, in the South, you know, there was a lot of little conflicting. I was always sick, Carl. I always had some kind of cold or sinuses infections.
Right.
I mean, the mumps, you know, all kids go through the measles and there wasn't really a lot of cure for it back at the time. We only had, you know, you go down to Miss May's house and she gives you a washer. She gives you something to put up your nose.
Right.
And we didn't go to doctors.
Right, right.
So I just kind of sit there one day in the chair. I was suffering from a sinus infection. I was sitting there in the chair and I saw this guy jumping up and down and talking about, let's get healthy and let's do this. And I was watching Jack Lane. And from that point on, I started doing jumping jacks and push-ups with Jack until I started to feel, hey, I like this.
Yeah.
I can do this.
Did you?
And it just made me healthy, made me feel better. You know, I hats off to Jack LaLanne. I mean, he gave me that birth.
Did you meet him later on in life, Robbie?
Never. I guess that just wasn't going to happen. But just being that one crowning moment put me on the road, along with my mom's great cooking, to being, I hate to say this, I don't like saying it, very, very, very health conscious.
Right. No, there's nothing wrong with being health conscious. There's a lot of other horrible things that you could have been conscious of instead. You know what's really funny? We did a when Jack passed away, I had Dan Lurie on the show.
Wow.
Yeah, and I had Randy Roach on the show, and we kind of talked about Jack's contributions. And what I learned was that you know, Jack was a sickly fat kid, and his mother took him to see Paul Bragg.
Uh-huh.
Paul Bragg said, look, it's what you're eating that's making you like this, and changed Jack's life. So he had his mentors, too.
Yeah, definitely was a mentor for me. The minute I saw him talking about the protein drinks and you eating well, drinking more water, and being more physically fit, I said, that's the role for me.
Remember them two? remember those two German shepherds he used to wrap up the show with at the end?
Oh, yeah, great. Yep,
I like the jumpsuit particularly.
Oh, wasn't that great? And it didn't stop there, Arden. And then he had those toe shoes that the ballet dancers wear.
Yeah.
Because you could see him arch his feet when he would do some of those movements, you know. And he'd say to the women, "Now go and get your kitchen chair," and then he'd show them how to do, you know, butt lifting
moves, little exercises for the hips and the glutes. Yeah.
Oh, I watched him.
I created this consultation service online where people can come and talk about their training for 45 minutes or an hour, and they can order it on my online store. You can go ahead and actually order it, and I would definitely sit down and talk with you and help you get yourself and your eating, help you organize your eating, your training, and everything else.
Right.
So it's been a learning experience for pretty much my whole life.
You know what my problem was, Robbie? When I was a kid, I had Jack LaLanne on TV, but I also had the Three Stooges, and for some reason I followed them instead of Jack. That was my mistake.
Humor in life.
Yeah. I was an obese child. I grew up in an area of Brooklyn called Bedford-Stuyvesant, and it was a really rough neighborhood, and so my mother and father, they didn't want me to go out and play after school. And so I would end up eating and sitting in front of that television set, and by the time I was 12 years old, I was 200 pounds.
Hey, doesn't take much.
No.
I mean, you can sit there before you know it, those calories mount.
Oh, I would drink.
That's why I just really strive for having the balanced meals as best as I possibly can every 2 to 3 hours, and I think it's really, really
No, you're absolutely right. There's no doubt about
it. As I've gotten older.
Well,
yes.
12 years, I haven't seen Robbie eat any sugar, refined sugar.
And you don't miss it when you don't eat it, right?
No, not at all. Because, you know, also glutamine is one of the leading causes, too. I think it played a huge role in it. But I've already had gotten to that level where I wasn't going to eat anyway. So bringing in glutamine also helps suppress sugar craving. They give it to alcoholics in Europe. That's
really?
What I found. That's when I got into these kind of things. Health and fitness and nutrition, even more so.
Top three supplements that you take religiously, what would you say they are if you had to narrow it down? You're on an island and somebody says you can only take three supplements with you.
First thing I would give would definitely be glutamine, because the glutamine helps maintain that the muscle, skeletal muscle tissue.
Right.
It helps it heal. It helps your immune system. It keeps you normal and curly. It helps your body, increases the GH level.
Right.
The next one would probably be vitamin C. Mm. Vitamin C definitely is a free radical fighter. You know, even people don't really take it. I have to use Crystal Light probably twice, once in the morning, once
Rainbow
in the evening.
Light.
Right.
Rainbow Light.
Rainbow Light. Yeah, I knew.
Once
I knew. Tell Arden. Tell Arden. I knew you didn't mean Crystal Light.
Rainbow Light. Vitamin C twice a day, and I take also cod liver oil, fish oil, twice a day, once in the morning. Once
I'm
in the
a huge fan of cod liver oil. And remember,
oh,
Robbie,
yeah,
back in the day,
yeah,
back in the day, they would make, right, because they would make kids take it. Kids wouldn't get sick when they took cod liver oil.
My mom used to take it, and I used to go out the door and go, oh.
I know. I remember.
But, you know, it's one of the things, I think, it definitely keeps your immune system strong. It,
yes,
definitely keeps the male's chest soft. I think it also does a lot for the overall of the female physique. It helps keep the body level, all the hormones balanced, keeps the bones strong. I think all these things have played a huge role. The next one probably would be, you know, B-Right. This is a B-Right formula that helps your body build muscle. Anything else would be L-tyrosine and taurine.
Right. Now, yeah, you have a store on your website where you sell supplements, right?
Yeah, I have a store where you go in and you can buy all the product that I'm talking about pretty much like now, online, my online store.
Okay. And so people can go to RobbieRobinson.net to learn more about Mr. Lifestyle himself. He is not changed at all from back in the day. He was not an imposter. He was not a poser.
No.
And as a
no
result.
No cosmetic surgeries, no kind of makeup.
Yeah, and as a result, he's not bitter. There's a lot of guys, I'm not going to mention names, that I've run into at the Arnold and stuff from back in the day, and they're just bitter and they're miserable, and, you know, and it's like, damn, you should have just kept training. That's all.
But, you know, I think a lot of it, you know, as I said earlier, Carl, is, you know, if you go in there and you put your heart and soul and you definitely want to do this thing and you got all the pieces to put it together, but for some reason, psychologically, you're just not able to put it together at the right time, and the timing is off. And so a lot of them do come out of that a little bit angry and bitter. You know, I think it's not a good thing, but I think a lot of people just need to try to just get over it.
Yeah, get over it. That's
Robbie's
a good one.
The true bodybuilder, you know, perseverance. You
yeah,
know,
yeah, I think that plays a big role in it, too.
Strength of
you have
the
strength
mind.
You got to raise your standards, I think, a lot of it. You got to kind of, like, look at yourself, you know, be your best judge, you know, make the right decisions the best as you possibly can. And, you know, trying to live a level heavy, a healthy lifestyle. And positive self-talk. I talk positive to myself often, even in bad situations. So it's always thinking positive, even at the bad times.
No, I agree with that. I have to agree with that a lot. Robbie, how much does it cost if somebody wants to do the master's program and visit you and train with you?
You know, we try to keep it around about $1,000 for that 4 days.
Oh, that's pretty reasonable.
And we try to give couples, a big cut. I think couples works better because then you got both the male and the female. But a lot of guys that want to be bodybuilders, they pay up that $1,000.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Spend that 4 days to learn all the tricks of the trade.
It's a deal.
Yes, you know, we have guys, I have a new two guys that are coming from England probably around May. So we have a constant influx of people that are coming to the Master's Camp.
Okay.
Been very successful.
We're coming to the end of the interview. I have one last question for you.
Sure.
Well, actually, it's a two-part question. What was your favorite body part, and what was your favorite body part to train?
You know, I loved them all. I couldn't wait to attack each one of them. Arms, well, I've always had big arms.
Yeah.
Back,
I mean,
I always had the great back.
Hey, dude.
Small waist.
You
was legs. The one that I went at the most was my legs. I thought the legs were a little behind in the overall upper body comparison. So I put a lot more emphasis on the upper body, on the lower body, the calves, the hamstrings, and the quads.
But I
love the train quads.
Your peaking biceps. I don't even think Arnold's biceps peaked like yours.
You know, I think a lot of it comes from me, as I say, using that negative, slowing of the negative, and really focusing on what it is I want to accomplish. I wanted to have the best peaks and the best arms. That's what I say to myself.
I mean, your peaks.
I think it's all, you have to repeat these things over. I want the best chest. I want the best legs. I want the best back. Not all the time to gloat, but occasionally. You have to throw it in there, interject it in there, so that the mind has a picture of what you're trying to get accomplished.
But your biceps peaked higher than your shoulders did. It was amazing.
No,
I mean, really.
As I say again, I work on it. I really focus on it. And I think that. It's one of the reasons that I have a pair of the best arms in the world.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, listen, yeah. I want to thank you so much for being on the
show. Thank you very much, Carl.
And Arden, thanks for being on the show too, okay?
Thank you,
I enjoyed it. Mm-hmm.
Okay, take care.
Take care. Bye.
All right, so there you go. Go to his website, RobbieRobinson.net. And then also thank you to Dr. Fazlul Sarkar for talking about the linkage between obesity, diabetes, and breast cancer. And if there's any other takeaway from that message, it's if you're a woman, you need to stay lean and diabetic free. We'll have another great show for you tomorrow. Thank you for listening.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.